One of the books that I just finished is The Confession by John Grisham, and I loved this book. This is a story of a man who is in prison on death row, and he has always proclaimed his innocence. And toward the end of his time on death row, the execution is growing nearer. A man comes forward who confesses to the murder. He goes to a pastor of a church. He doesn't attend this church, but he confesses to this pastor. This is the story of what the pastor does and how he gets lawyers involved, what happens with the man who's on death row and the man who confesses, who is really a pretty rotten person. I thought that this book was just a real page-turner. One thing that I thought was interesting was how the author brought in his feelings about death row, the death penalty. It's a very well-written, fast-paced book. Again, the name of it is The Confession by John Grisham. A beautiful new cookbook that we got is called Around My French Table, More Than 300 Recipes from My Home to Yours. And this is by Dory Greenspan. Dory spent time in France. In fact, she actually was an acquaintance of Julia Child's, and she became fascinated with the way the French cook. And so she spent a lot of time in France. The photographs in this book are absolutely stunning. I thought some of the recipes were above my level, but it is a beautiful book. It's called Around My French Table, More Than 300 Recipes from My Home to Yours by Dory Greenspan. Another book that made me laugh out loud is by Carl Hiaasen. It's called Star Island. And this is the story of a woman who, when she was a child, she started singing, and her family pushed her to be a star. And so at a very young age, she became a star. She was very spoiled. She got into drugs and alcohol. She would get drunk, and she was supposed to be in an appearance in order to keep it quiet that she was drinking and using drugs. Her parents hired a double so that she would lip sync, and she would make appearances with maybe a scarf or a low hat where the star was expected to be. Things don't really go too well. And so that's the story. It's really a spoof on how people absolutely scream and holler about celebrities. One of the other main characters in the book is a photographer, and his main interest in life is getting pictures of this celebrity. And he doesn't know he's being duped half the time with the body double. It's really quite hilarious. I love Carl Hiaasen. And again, the name of this is Star Island by Carl Hiaasen. Another book that I just finished is called The Cobra by Frederick Forsyth. And this is, of course, it's fiction, but it is about a man who is called in by the president. The president has been told by his wife that a child has died, a 15-year-old has died because of cocaine, a cocaine overdose. The president says to this man, who's codenamed the Cobra, "I want you to do whatever you can to get rid of the cartel." The Cobra is given bundles of money, and he can do just whatever he wants to get rid of the cocaine business. It is very interesting. Like I say, it's fiction, but it is interesting the way cocaine is distributed, the people who are involved, and the levels that people are involved in, and we're talking about police and government officials. It's actually a very fascinating book, and it really would be something if we could get rid of the cocaine cartel. I think there's a reason this book is fiction. Again, the name of it is The Cobra by Frederick Forsyth. Another book that I really, really enjoyed is called Labor Day by Joyce Maynard. This is told through the eyes of a 13-year-old boy. His mother is divorced. He and his mother go to the grocery store. They run into a man in the grocery store who asks for help. He has blood on him, and he just asks if he could go home with them for a little bit. For some reason, the mother agrees to this, and this man comes home with them. And this is the story over a Labor Day weekend of what happens in the interaction between this boy and his mother and the man who has asked for help. I liked the way the characters were portrayed. I thought that the author did an excellent job. In the space of just a short time, you learn a lot about the characters. I really enjoyed this novel. It's called Labor Day by Joyce Maynard. One book that is a book of essays is called Becoming a Doctor. From Student to Specialist, Doctor Writers Share Their Experiences. And this is edited by Lee Gutkind. It is absolutely amazing the variety of essays that are in this book. One of them is written by a woman who's in medical school, and she tells about her first encounter with working with cadavers and how that makes her feel, how she feels toward the cadaver. She almost feels guilty, but she needs to learn how the body is put together, the disease processes, and she comes to have a great respect for the cadaver that she's working on. I really enjoyed what she had to say about this. Another one was called First in My Class. And this is written by a medical student who was sued for malpractice while he was in medical school. It's very interesting to see what the lengths that people will go to in a lawsuit over something that is very, very minor. I really enjoyed all of these. It's called, again, Becoming a Doctor, From Student to Specialist, Doctor Writers Share Their Experiences, edited by Lee Gutkind. One book that I just finished reading is called Relationship Obits, The Final Resting Place for Love Gone Wrong, compiled and edited by Kathleen Floran. This book was put together because the author, or the woman that compiled it, she had a breakup with her long-term boyfriend, and then 2 weeks later, her father died. And she had to write an obituary for her father's death, and she got to thinking, you know, I should write an obituary for my relationship, because she felt such closure in writing her father's obituary. And so she started a blog. She wrote this obituary, and she got hundreds of responses, and this book is some of those responses. Some of them are relationships that were only as long as a month. Some of them were a marriage of 20 years. It's just really interesting, and why people broke up and how they feel about it and how they feel that writing this obituary of their relationship helps them to move on. And again, the name of this is Relationship Obits, The Final Resting Place for Love Gone Wrong. A very funny book. There's also some sadness in it, too. It's called I Remember Nothing and Other Reflections. This is by Nora Ephron. Nora Ephron has written many screenplays, and she's best known for the screenplay of When Harry Met Sally. She tells different things about her life and how she has reached a certain age where she doesn't remember a lot of people's faces. She'll see them and she's like, now I really should know this person. I can't really remember their name. And anyway, it's very cute about how she copes with aging. She became a journalist in 1962 when she graduated from college, and she got a job at a newspaper. Women were just given the dirt jobs. Although she had a degree in journalism, she was told that she could work in the mailroom. It's interesting how she tells about how her career develops and how she becomes a real reporter and a real journalist. And she tells about her marriages, her children. And I just love the way this woman writes. Again, the name of this is I Remember Nothing and Other Reflections by Nora Ephron.